If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh yeah, another day in paradise. Here we are, my friends. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and a huge thank you to everyone involved with the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble, Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson and 97.3 The Sky. This premier event that you have supported for decades now continues to raise money, with 100% of those proceeds going to the Arc of Alachua County and their work with developmentally disabled. They do great work. Proud to be associated with this whole thing. And for the folks, we sold this out in record time. We've got volunteers. Everybody's lined up to join us at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. So I just want to thank everybody for their continued enthusiasm for what we've been doing for quite some time now. So way to go.
Nice.
And we'll have some fun and lots of food out there. And you can contribute anytime you want to the Arc of Alachua County. You don't necessarily have to wait for a tournament. They could always use some additional funding. Keeping the men out of women's sports in Maine. Hmm. Maine was kind of going against the tide there a little bit.
Stubborn. A little stubborn. Yeah.
But they've seen the light, or they saw the green that was going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Big money. And Trump said, oh, yeah, you won't get the funding.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, let's look at that issue just one more quick time.
I love it.
U.S. Department of Ag, the USDA, Wednesday announced that the University of Maine system has agreed to keep transgender-identifying men out. Keep those men out of women's sports, in compliance with President Trump's executive order.
Nice.
After the USDA initiated a Title IX compliance review regarding federal funding, the University of Maine system has clearly communicated its compliance with Title IX's requirement to protect equal opportunities for women and girls to compete in safe and fair sports, as articulated in President Donald Trump's executive order. This was part of the USDA press release. They temporarily paused funding for the Maine colleges, which is comprised of 8 public universities in the state. And of course, we know what the issue was. The department said the university system is now in compliance. Yep. So I think that's a good thing. I think this is another common sense issue for people. But yet, the Democrats want to die on that hill. And good.
I don't get it.
Good, yeah.
Oh, let them, yeah.
I mean, when you're on the other side of a basic common sense issue, and there's more than one of those issues, there's a bunch of those issues, yeah. But let them keep doing what they're doing. You guys are doing great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep it up.
You Democrats, rock on with your bad selves, as our boss would say. Rock on with your bad selves.
Uh-huh.
And
funny.
Oh, what's going on with our buddy Mr. Perfect Hair, Gavin Newsom? A jovial new podcast in which California Governor Gavin Newsom pals around with provocative right-wing guests.
Really?
Oh, and that infuriated his Democrat Party in an apparent bid to court centrist U.S. voters. Newsom, a presumed frontrunner for the Democratic leadership, this month launched "This is Gavin Newsom," pledging to talk to those I fundamentally disagree with. Oh, interesting.
You're not allowed to talk to the other side, huh?
Well, Democrats, by and large, don't want to debate issues and policies because, it's a losing endeavor. But across the first few episodes, Newsom banners with Republicans, activists like Charlie Kirk and firebrand Steve Bannon, agreeing with many of their views, like barring trans women from female sports. Yeah, see, he sees how that's not a winning issue, to be on the wrong side of it, like many of his Democrat peers are and colleagues. So, and of course, when he comes out and says that, well, then some Democrats are going to get a little irritated, especially those on the left, which is a major part of the party. They blasted Newsom for providing a platform to views and figures they consider to be taboo. Why would you allow them to engage in freedom of speech on your show?
Crazy talk.
Why would you do that? Some Republicans like Ann Dunsmore, a veteran fundraiser who spearheaded efforts to recall Newsom in California, say the strategy is smarter than it appears. He's doing what everybody else ought to be doing. The guy is not stupid.
Huh.
This week, conservative host Megyn Kelly cautioned against Republicans going on the podcast, warning it may help a potential future Democratic nominee build an audience that's large and can appeal to both sides.
Okay.
So he's got a strategy there.
Yeah.
And if he makes some of the other Democrats in his party upset and irritated, well, he doesn't necessarily need their vote.
Yeah.
Right?
Theoretically.
All right. So keep fighting and call each other names.
I like it.
That's what I'm rooting for.
There you go.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Donald. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to appreciate all your information every day. If my radio was in this time slot, it could pick up your radio station. I'm listening to you. About the medals or the girls, what they call the girls in the main, the last bastion or whatever, idiocracy. But I would like to see them strip those boys of those medals.
The ones that won them competing against, biological women. Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I mean, if you're going to make it a normal and fair playing field, then, disavow what happened when it wasn't.
Well, here's what will happen if they don't do that. You will have these records that have been set.
Yes.
By biological males.
Mm-hmm.
And women may never be able to break some of those records.
Right.
So that would, I guess it would stand as a reminder, but it would also kind of stand against, women and their competition amongst themselves the way it was designed to be.
Right.
Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they should. I think he's right.
Now, wait a second here. Uh-oh. We just gave you a story about Gavin Newsom, and some say, hey, be careful. He could be using Republicans. He could be building, expanding his base with his podcast. But he might have bigger issues to contend with than he realizes, because a new poll just came out, and it said nearly 50% of likely California voters revealed that they are considering voting for a Republican candidate to be the next governor of the state. Now, that doesn't impact him. He's termed out.
Right.
But if that's the overall kind of mentality of what's going on in California,
That could be pretty cool.
Well, and the Republicans, wouldn't they make hay of that?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you did such a great job as governor.
Uh-huh.
They voted for a Republican because of you.
Wasn't Reagan the last one?
No, Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I forget it. Well, I meant real Republicans.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to get technical.
Well, yeah. True.
It is approaching 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, what's bugging you? What's irritating you? Could be something little. Could be something big. Call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right, so call in now. 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and now it's your turn to air it out. Get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now. 877-975-9825. At Florida Pest Control, the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And nobody likes litter bugs. Good morning. Let's go to Kay. What's bugging you?
Oh, Bob, same old thing. The potholes out here on the country roads, the county roads. They sent somebody out here and fixed potholes. I'm telling you, I could do a better job with a bag of Quick Creek and a gallon of water. That pothole was plugged for 4, 5, 6 days at the most, and then it was all out again. That is what they do out here because the Yankees don't have to travel out here, only us country folks. They're going to raise our taxes. so that we can pay their taxes. Well, thank you very little, all the county commissioners. May your harvest be abundant. That's all I can say. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Kay. And I'm going to get after Carl Zalek. Say, what are you doing? Get out there. Pave them roads.
Yeah. Is that where she lives?
I believe so.
Is she? I wasn't sure. Didn't know.
Yeah. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
I agree with her, and it's Alachua County, too. But what's bugging me is the making the Postal Service private. Yeah, a private entity. If they're not getting rid of the post office. They're up there, they're protesting at the corner of 13th and University about save our postal workers. There's not even a post office close to there. Besides that, the price of stamps are now like 75 cents. If I mailed you an envelope from Gainesville, you're going to get it in 5 to 7 days because it has to go to Jacksonville and then come back down and get sorted and then get back to you. So it's quicker just to take it across town and drop it off. They're raising the prices, and they're not doing a good job.
You know, often privatizing things can be beneficial to everyone involved. Mm-hmm. It's not always, it's not always the best fix. But, yeah, I don't know, the post office, is that kind of low-hanging fruit? I mean, yeah, we know it, like, loses money, but it's a necessary service, or at least it has been. So, I don't know. Is it time to rework it? Is it time to look at privatizing?
Well, and somebody needs to explain maybe the technicality of that, because something happened with the post office, like, decades ago, where it wasn't just this pure government entity, I thought. And that was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I remember that happening because Dad worked for the post office. So I don't know if it was just some sort of a combo or how, I don't know what happened then that we're still at the point going, it needs to go private now.
I just know when you bring up those conversations, you'll get some people who get pretty angry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is frustrating. Like, and she mentioned Gainesville. Yeah. It doesn't just go across town. It goes all the way to Jacksonville and back.
But for a small investment of $3 billion, we can get the new software that would provide, keeping that mail local or something, right?
Yeah.
It's always a technological thing, and it always costs way too much. Good morning, Junior. What's bugging you?
So what's not bugging me is last Monday, the Save the Skies bill passed the Florida Senate. But there was a former federal prosecutor that gave some testimony. And when asked who was paying for all of what's happening in our skies, he said, well, you are, the taxpayer, to the tune of $6.5 billion this fiscal year. And one other side note, there are 37,000 patents for weather modification, 20,000 of which are military patents. So keep that in mind.
All right. I will. Thank you. Good morning, Two-Stroke. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I completely agree with the lady that called about the post office. Completely worthless organization. I can't tell you how many letters from friends have got lost in the last year, just coming from like Micanopy or down by Prains Prairie or Gainesville. And the you go on the Facebook USPS group and look at the comments in there. You know, like these people, they have like shipping containers sitting full of mail. Now, you can't send anything and expect it to get there in a reasonable time because not only will it, it's a lot of times it goes to Jacksonville, it goes all the way to Miami.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that.
Great place to get mugged.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, just the difference in professionalism. I mean, it used to be shine shoes, pressed pants, nice shirt, even sometimes ties. I mean, it looks like now half the time it looks like somebody's going to come steal your mail, the person that's dropping it off. It just is not the professional organization it used to be.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't had a lot of dealings with them in general.
Yeah.
So I can't really weigh in one way or another.
Right.
I know that, yes, as far as the Gainesville letters going to Jacksonville and back, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been that way.
Yep.
They could work on that, I guess. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob McGregor. This sounds like it's a time for Doge to go postal on the Postal Service. What's bugging me is this Federal Circuit Court Judge Bozo Berger continually yapping away and shoving his nose into Trump's deportation operations. I think it's time to pack Bozo Berger up on a plane and send him down to El Salvador, too.
There you go. Interesting that I heard somebody talking about it, and they said, if this judge is allowed to get away with what he's getting away with, basically, how far are we from a federal judge blocking, say, an actual military maneuver?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not sending those planes.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
I mean, if you can thwart the executive order of a sitting president by a judge.
Who is the commander in chief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not a stretch, is it?
No. So,
That's scary.
People need to be concerned about that. Yeah. It is 7:28. Thanks for participating. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, Florida arrest TDA member. ICE making bust as well. Details coming up on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Making the busts in Florida.
Nice.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced his state police teamed up with ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, special agents, and they arrested a TDA gang member. HSI says this is the first in the nation arrest of a TDA gang member under the Alien Enemies Act, according to the governor. Once again, Florida leads the way. The governor reported that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, Highway Patrol troopers, HSI special agents arrested a fugitive who is a known TDA gang member. The man is wanted on a fugitive warrant for human trafficking and smuggling. That's not a good person.
No.
FDLE officials identified the man as Franklin Jose Jimenez Bracco, unknown TDA gang member. Yep, he's part of ongoing investigations during the operation. Agents steered Bracco right into a group of FHP troopers and other members who put the cuffs on him. And the state agency thanked Governor DeSantis for ensuring Florida's law enforcement has the power to take down foreign terrorist organizations like TDA.
Nice. That's awesome.
Right on. Law enforcement on a more local level. Finally got this guy off the streets, Murray Edward Sappy, 69 years old. He was in trouble in Newberry, part of a manhunt that caused the schools to lock down. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was in November? Yeah.
Yep.
It's the same guy.
Oh.
Because apparently they dropped those charges, those previous charges. But now he's been arrested again, this time basically for stalking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. 3:30 p.m., Alachua County Sheriff Deputy responded to the Crossing Santa Fe Apartments about a man threatening to commit suicide. But he spoke with the victim, who said Sapp, a former boyfriend, has repeatedly told her he loves her, but she has told him they're just friends.
Ooh, and just friends line.
Yeah, well, but this wasn't a one-time thing. Apparently, a couple days previous, he allegedly opened her car door while she was inside the car and then refused to back off. The victim said Sapp has parked outside her apartment at all hours of day and night, has come to her workplace, left notes and flowers on her vehicle, has shown up at places she shops. The victim has said she suffered extreme mental health and anxiety issues over these interactions and does not feel safe. I bet.
Mm-hmm.
When Sapp showed up at the victim's apartment yesterday, a neighbor who's familiar with him told him to leave or she would call the police. He allegedly told the neighbor that he loved the victim, couldn't live without her, and would commit suicide if he couldn't have her.
Yep.
Can't you just Baker Act him?
You would think so.
Somebody who threatens harm to others or themselves.
Yeah.
The neighbor then said she was calling law enforcement. He said, good, maybe this time the law will shoot me.
He's got issues.
Well, yeah. And somebody who is thinking that way, they have this mentality of nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So that woman that he is stalking, of course she doesn't feel safe.
Yeah.
Deputies did find him driving in the Jonesville area and arrested him, charged with stalking. He has two felony convictions, one violent, 9 misdemeanor convictions, one violent. He served a prison sentence, but they believe it was many years ago. Back in like 1978. He was arrested last May on charges of domestic battery, taking the victim's cell phone, resisting an officer without violence, and a 4-hour manhunt that led to the lockdown of 2 Newberry public schools. A canine team located him in the woods. He reportedly was bitten by the canine after ignoring numerous commands to give himself up. Judge Susan Miller Jones set the bail at $95,000, but Sapp's attorney immediately filed a motion to reduce the bail. The judge, William Davis, ordered him released on his own recognizance about a week later. Then they eventually just dropped the charges.
Hmm.
Judge Adam Lee set the bail at $100,000 on the new charge. Yeah, this is somebody... needs to maybe communicate with the victim here and explain some of the options for being able to hopefully defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Because he's clearly somebody who has
got problems.
Got serious problems, and they're not, you can issue all kinds of restraints and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop people who have serious issues from doing seriously bad stuff.
Yeah, a piece of paper is great, but it won't protect you necessarily.
No. Nope. So, anyway, hopefully, but that has got to weigh on you emotionally.
Oh,
if you know somebody is out there and they're creeping you out completely, scaring you,
showing up everywhere you go,
and to say, "Yeah, I'm in love with you,"
and don't care what happens to them if they can't live without you.
If I can't have them, then it turns into if I can't have them, nobody can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
scary stuff there.
Yep. But looks like law enforcement was all over it. Maybe the court will do a better job and, you know, this guy should get some time out of it. I mean, he got his get out of jail free card already.
Yeah.
And try to make this stuff sick. Stick.
Wonder. Yeah. You just wonder.
Hey, some good things could be happening because of President Donald Trump and people self-deporting. It was a Thursday, News Nation Now. John Sandweg, who served as acting ICE director under President Obama, stated that the Trump administration is pursuing self-deportation and has caused some illegal immigrants to decide to leave the country voluntarily while they can. So this is an Obama guy that's admitting, hey, this is working.
That's nice to see.
He said, look, I think we're going to find here that that the outcomes maybe this year are not so dramatically different. You compare it to the Obama years. I don't think it's fair to compare it to the Biden years because until the last 6 months of the Biden administration, we had a completely different border. We had hundreds of thousands of people come across and making asylum claims that bogs down ICE and their internal operations. And he added that the major difference between Trump and Obama is Trump is trying to do, really, not just a mass deportation, but a self-deportation. I think you've seen that in the rhetoric. They've really shifted to overtly discussing that, and what they're trying to do is, by taking part of the guardrails off, create a climate of fear where more people are going to self-deport. So he's giving him some credit,
yeah,
that self-deportation is happening.
Hey, saves us tax dollars and man hours and labor. They can be addressing others.
But he says he's using fear to do it.
Hey, that's not a bad tactic in this case.
Well, there's fear from the people who, I don't know, don't want their loved ones to get attacked or murdered or killed in a DUI by an illegal immigrant.
Which we've seen way too much.
So if somebody's here illegally and they have a certain fears, wow, that's because they're doing something that's not legal. So a little bit of a kind of a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it for him.
Yep. And on the deportation front, Senator Rand Paul was on Face the Nation. Margaret Brennan said, there are legal questions around using these authorities to send out detainees without giving them a day in court. There's a question how it's being handled in regard to these individuals who were rejected by El Salvador, one for gender, one because they weren't Venezuelan at all. Do these concerns have any concern? Do they concern you with claims from their family members that many of these people weren't gang members? And Senator Rand Paul said, there's some big legal questions here. On the one hand, the Bill of Rights applies to everyone, to persons. The Bill of Rights doesn't specifically designate citizens. It's anyone in the U.S. the Bill of Rights applies to. On the other hand, the Alien and Enemies Act says, you don't get much process. The president can declare that you are somehow a problem for foreign policy and opposed to our foreign policy. You can be deported. Ultimately, this goes to the court, and I think the courts will rule there has to be a process. Interesting. Well, we'll continue to follow it like we do. It is what we do. It is 7:45. Remember, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast, or you can get the Audacy app, AUDACY. You just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. 7:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And earlier this week on the This Is Gavin Newsom, Governor of Minnesota Tim Walz. You remember that guy? You remember Tim Walz, right?
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
That's
our buddy old, well, not to be confused with a somewhat regular caller who we love, knucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was the guy running for the vice presidential spot under Kamala.
What a joke.
He is a bit of a goofball.
Yes,
he really
is.
It's hard to take him seriously.
Uh-huh.
He basically was trying to pick a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were talking about masculinity or something. I mean, think about it. Him and Governor Newsom were talking about masculinity. I guess in the context of, gee, I wish we had some. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Neither one of them strike me, you know, as a man's man, but to each his own.
Mm-hmm. And Wall seems a little confused. He thinks people should see him that way.
Yeah, well, he even said, he said straight up, he told MAGA supporters that he could kick most of their butts, but he said it the A word.
Yeah.
He could kick most of their butts.
Why do you say something stupid like that? Seriously, you're a politician. You could have been the vice president, not almost, but could have been. That's just not very smart.
No, it isn't. And maybe it is some sort of a taunt. Maybe, does he want to get attacked?
I don't know. I mean, he even threw out like a WWE, you know, kind of.
Well, that's and he actually brought that up.
Yes,
he said he could defeat them in a WWE fight. Now, what's interesting about that is, that is not fighting. Now, don't get me wrong. The wrestlers work very, very hard. They have to practice those moves. It's extremely dangerous. They could get hurt. They do get hurt.
Sure they do.
I'm not saying they're not tough. I'm just saying that...
Maybe he would take on in a predetermined outcome. But he still can't do what they do.
But isn't that just like a Democrat?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it was fixed where I'd win,
I'd then
I would take them on in a WWE-style fight. And, yeah, could that guy take a knock, being knocked around like those guys?
No.
Kind of doubt it.
No.
However, someone did catch wind of this, who just happened to be a former WWE star, but has entered the world of politics. The mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, Glenn Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, good guy.
Probably better known to most as Kane.
Uh-huh.
That was his character. And pretty big guy,
isn't he?
He's
a big boy. Yes, he is. Yeah. He's a big boy.
Kane has continued to use social media to belittle Walls for his comments, posting Photoshopped images and memes of the governor of Minnesota in a wrestling ring. It's no secret that Kane has been a vocal Donald Trump supporter, and during the lead-up to last year's presidential election, Kane endorsed Trump alongside The Undertaker in a response to six-time WWE champion Batista's support of Kamala Harris.
Yeah, he's turned into a real idiot.
Yeah, he has.
He really has.
The WWE Hall of Famer also credited his life in the wrestling business for his political career, explaining that navigating the backstage politics in WWE helped get him suitable to run for mayor in Tennessee. Funny. And his most recent appearance was at SummerSlam 2022. But,
I think it'd be awesome. Hey, accept the challenge there. Come on, knucklehead. You tossed it out there. Somebody said, sure, let's do this. Now it's in your court.
Yeah. It just goes to show you, you're not known as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make attempts at jokes, but they're all political because you were talking about MAGA people.
Right.
It just, and then say, I would take you on in a professional wrestling type format. No.
Unreal.
It just doesn't make sense on so many different levels. And that guy was that close to being a heartbeat away from the presidency. This makes you... Thank you, Lord.
He's a knucklehead. Self-proclaimed.
Oh, let's see. Speaking of knuckleheads.
There's so many.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Election denier and former American comedian Rosie O'Donnell is now accusing Elon Musk of somehow stealing the 2024 election for Donald Trump. Now that she's a resident of the country of Ireland. For her first TV appearance since moving there, O'Donnell sat for a short interview Friday on Irish TV's The Late Show with host Patrick Keelty, where she floats a massive conspiracy theory casting doubt on the U.S. election. Oddly, because he owns the social media outlet formerly known as Twitter, O'Donnell seems to think that Elon Musk owns and runs the internet.
Oh, she's amazing.
She also probably believes that Al Gore invented the internet.
She probably still believes that, yeah.
But anyway, because she thinks he controls it, that he is able to interfere in every state's election results.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Mm. She hopes it'll be investigated. Yep.
Oh, these people. They've really... kind of lost their minds, haven't they?
Yeah, I'll give her credit for one thing. She said, if Trump wins, I'm going to move. And she is one of the few
she did
Hollywooders that actually has done it.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. And hopefully she will find some sort of internal peace of mind or whatever in Ireland.
Whatever makes her happy there.
I think she might be one of those people that it's kind of difficult maybe to make her happy because she's not even sure what that is.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, speaking of Musk, you got the big rally going on this Saturday morning in Gainesville.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. We'd mentioned it earlier, but we are all going to get together and wave flags and have a good time this Saturday from 9 to noon at the Tesla service location that's on North Main Street.
It's in Gainesville.
In Gainesville. Mm-hmm. So we're calling folks from all over. Come on in. Bring your flags. Bring your friends.
Yeah, it'd be a good time.
Bring the kids.
Absolutely.
And it's a support Trump and Musk event. Peaceful, fun, you know, just rooting for America.
Gotta love it.
So, wonder how many left-leaning organizations will, you know, report on it accurately. We'll see. All right. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.